a dreadfully disappointing day for Bournemouth. How do you reflect on that?
Yeah, it's a disappointing day because we conceded goals at any level if we defend, not individually, but I think as a team, and like we did today, then we're going to concede goals because they're soft ones, and it's a ruthless league, and defend like that in any league, you get punished, and especially the Premier League.
I expect particularly so, having made such a flying start to the match.
Yeah, we worked all week on a fast start, a start where we can we press a high tempo and try and catch them a little bit leggy from the week they've had, and it worked obviously. But to concede, as I say, soft goals is disappointing.
So from your perspective, it wasn't a case of that you felt there was a huge disparity between the team. You're just talking about key moments in the match.
I think the quality that they've got is always going to be difficult when, as I say, we don't. You need to be at the top of your game, and everyone at the top of their game. And when you haven't got 10 or 11 at it in the Premier League, then you're going to come unstuck, and that's what we've happened today.
Two consecutive 5-1 defeats is going to damage the confidence of any side. So how do you go about rectifying that?
We stick together first and foremost. We work harder. We worked our socks off last season to be in the position we're in now. We never thought it was going to be easy for a second. We'll work hard. We'll strive to get better and try and learn from the mistakes that we've made.
Is this a wake-up call as to how ruthless the Premier League can be?
Absolutely. I don't think anyone thought any different for a minute. But yeah, I think it just proves it. If you did have doubts what the Premier League was about, then now you know. And we need to step up and improve as individuals, improve as a team, and hopefully get stronger.